You know, what is it about Denver's offense and when Kubiak, going back to when he and Shanahan were together, that they always seem to have a productive running game?
Yeah, well, it starts with a combination of the coaching and the players. They do a really good job of coaching that scheme, and then those players do a great job of executing it. It's a very unique scheme. It's not people call it a zone scheme, which it is, but it's different than a lot of other zone schemes. The backs are coached really well. The offensive line is coached really well. The quarterback, getting him into the right plays, the tight ends. And there's a lot of things that feed off of that. You know, their play action, their bootlegs. So, you know, they have a great way of coaching it, and they've been doing it a long time in this league.
What do you think of Fuller's week of practice, and do you think he'll play Monday?
Yes. Good. Yep.
Bill, how's Jeff Allen on the right side of your line? Jeff Allen, Derek Newton, those guys.
On the what side?
Right side.
Right side, yeah. You confused me there. I thought you said left side.
I didn't say that. So how's Jeff? Is he back?
Yeah, he's back. Yeah, he's been in there. He's good to go.
Why don't more teams, the thing that they do with their zone, why don't more teams try to do it exactly like they do, since it's withstood the test of time?
Well, I think there are a lot of there's a lot of carryover to how other teams do it, based on how Denver has done it, if that makes sense. So it takes the deal is here, John. It's not just about the scheme. It takes a certain type of player. So it has a lot to do with personnel evaluations. It has a lot to do with the offensive line, the type of lineman they bring in, big, athletic, rangy, the type of back that they have. You know, when they were here with Arian, he's one of the best zone runners, you know, when he was here with them. And, you know, obviously with us, when he was in there, he ran very well. Lamar Miller's a very good zone runner. The runners that they've had, C.J. Anderson, I mean, going back all the way to, you know, the Super Bowl years, they've had great running backs. So it takes the personnel in addition to the combination of the personnel and the scheme to get it right, and I think they've done a good job of that.
Bill, Ryan Cushing passed. Drew Blank.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. He drew a blank.
It's Friday.
Yeah, he passed 600 tackles, second player in Texans history to do so.
Who was the first player?
D'Amico.
Yeah, Lions. Two good linebackers.
Can you just talk about your observations, his attitude towards the game, and how much effort he puts in on every play?
Yeah, no, he plays hard. He practices very well. You know, to have that many tackles in your career, you know, that says a lot about the player. And so I think the guy loves football. I know he loves football. This team means a lot to him. He's been a very productive player. He's come back from injury. He's done a really good job. He's a great teammate, and you know, he's a heck of a tackler.
Bill, you mentioned to us earlier this week that you got to win on first down to stay out of these negative situations. Given their defense, the negative situations are likely going to happen. They happen against everybody. How important is it to overcome some of those, but also understand that in some circumstances, it's okay to kick the football away and play great defense?
Well, I think that one of the big keys in this game, like you just said, is first down and making sure that you definitely limit the loss yardage plays. You know, you don't want to – if you have a multiple loss yardage play game, you're in trouble. So you have to limit those. You have to gain positive yards. You have to be efficient on first down. And then you have to do a great job against Denver of playing field position. So, you know, you cannot be punting from your own 10-yard line. You cannot and if you go to the 50-yard line and, look, let's just say you're out of field goal range and you have to punt, there's nothing wrong with that either at certain points of the game. So, you know, we've got to play the field position game. That's the one way to compensate for some of the things that they do. And so, you know, we've got to just go in there with that type of mindset. But at the same time, we've got to be aggressive on first down and make sure that we're efficient on first down.